Hello friends, this is Yuam. Thanks for joining me today for Hear Your Living podcast, for our gathering here. We arrive in this moment in togetherness to continue our practice of mindfulness, sustainability, minimalism, and wellness. If this is your first time, you can feel free to join our community and stay till the end to practice a short guided meditation with all of us. And this one is specifically designed to promote consistency within our lifestyle changes, within the habits and routines we are wishing to establish to live a more positive and wellness-oriented life. I think that consistency sounds highly appealing to all of us, especially for me. To be a disciplined practitioner, I need consistency. I need repetition of my habits, my routines to get to the goal that I'm desiring. Through consistency, I'm able to manifest a minimalist life. I'm able to stick with my low-waste goals. I'm able to be a high raw vegan without being tempted or falling back or cheating. So it really is the kind of a essential formula in anyone wishing to be disciplined, wishing to invite more focus and firm belief in one's practice. So I sometimes think that if consistency was in a form of a magic pill, a miracle pill that's sold online, advertised and marketed with all the fanciness, if it was readily available to all of us, everyone will want to buy it. It would be sold out in an instant. There would be such a high demand for anyone trying to stick with their goals, their wishes, and desires without skipping and without taking breaks. So it seems to me that consistency is really an essential part of anyone's lifestyle change. Anyone who has a goal, anyone who wishes to manifest, it's crucial for all humans. And if we just had that magic pill, that miracle cure to our inconsistency, to some of the laziness we experience in our lives, then we can all make our dreams come true, which sounds so ideal, so perfect, and necessary. So if I were in the beginning of my journey into minimalism, into veganism, and all these changes I made in my life, if only I had that pill, all the changes I've made so far would have been so easy, right? I could have had the healthy living happen so quickly. I could have quit all my toxic consumptions like binging, all the shopping addiction, the excessive drinking, and I could have quit all of that without going through the stress, without going through the hard work. And even right now, if I had that magic pill of consistency, I can use it to be more driven in my self-care practice. I can do my daily yoga and show up to the things that I plan to do, that I'm ready to jump into. And I'll be able to meditate every single day. I'll be sitting on my zafu 6 a.m. every single day for a year without falling back, without cheating. So if only I had that pill, if only I could get rid of that bad habit of being inconsistent, sometimes slacking and cheating, feeling lazy and being unproductive and having that lack of enthusiasm, wouldn't my life be so easy? Wouldn't my changes be so effortless? Wouldn't my practice be so hassle-free? And it would be so accessible for me to adopt any lifestyle changes in my life, to promote well-being in areas of my relationship, my finances, my diet, and all these things that really matter to me. With this being said, I think that consistency is so powerful, and it's really the essence of any habit that we wish to establish. And this is supported by all the numerous books, the teachings, talks, and self-help gurus talking about the importance of building a healthy habit through repetition, through frequency, And we're really taught every single moment in the self-help and personal development industry. And we are constantly reminded from our Instagram feed, from the YouTube videos we watch, and from the influencers we see, that without consistency, which is the essential formula to change, it's impossible to break out of any unwanted patterns and replace them with a positive habit to manifest a more fulfilling lifestyle. So I think, including myself, with honesty and transparency, we all want that magic pill. We all want that miracle cure to any laziness that's lingering. And we're maybe even desperate to give our money away to anyone who's selling that pill. It would just make our life so easy. It would make our mornings, when we rise up in the morning, be so easy. And when we plan for the day, we can maneuver with such ease. And that feels like a fantasy. That really feels like a dream come true. I know that it does sound ideal for me as well. I would love to meditate every single day, do my daily prayers. I would love to plow through my work and get into that beast mode and get so much done, never slack. And I would like to be this perfect person who always does everything and never fails to deliver. It does sound ideal to me to be this person, but I also think it's a little robotic, it's a little boring and inflexible to actually be so consistent all the time and to desire consistency with such obsession. It's actually really impossible to be the superhuman who is doing everything she needs to do. And it's impossible to actually go on with our lifestyle choices, with our habits and routines, self-care, and anything we want, without a moment of good rest or just a brief break in between. So even with the artificial methods to sustain us, to force us to be consistent, even if we had that miracle cure to fuel our consistency, it would be highly unlikely to be able to endure the effects of being so consistent and driven all the time. We would be so tired. We would be exhausted. When we are demanding so much from ourselves, when we are so hyperactive and never in stillness. And I've learned this in my personal journey through numerous burnouts and the stress accumulating and kind of blowing up all at once, that when consistency is forced, it really doesn't matter if we can be physically consistent, if we can be the A-plus student, if we can get what we want and make things happen. It really doesn't matter if we can carry out the repetitive action to meet our goals and be highly successful and achieve material rewards. It really doesn't matter if we're going to do all of that while sacrificing our mental well-being, while sacrificing our physical body, while sacrificing the precious resource of energy into the things that we wish to achieve. It's just not worth to be consistent, achieve so much, be successful, if we're going to face burnout, if we're going to be too tired, too exhausted, and too overwhelmed to even reap the benefits of the rewards and to even continue. There's going to be a time when we will shut down. And our mind, our body, and soul will do kind of like a forced reboot, firstly shutting the whole operation down, of the doingness down. And then our intuitive self is going to reject consistency. It's going to throw the magic pill of consistency out the window, and it's going to start demanding some rest. And that's actually going to create a cycle of inconsistency, because forced consistency will be associated with stress, with negative feelings, and then we're going to mentally, emotionally, and physically reject consistency out of the learned behavior that consistency always results in negativities, always results in a bad mood, always results in exhaustion and burnout and extreme stress. So riding the high of consistency all the time without a break, without a pause, can be really tricky. It can, of course, as I said, yield so many rewards, so many achievements. We can go from point A to B with such speed, and we may get the body we want. We may be eating the food that we want. We may be exercising 3 hours a day, daily. And we may be able to do all of this, and we may even become a CEO of a company by striving so hard, or become a millionaire. But we do need to take a moment in this present, in the now, if we really need this. We need to ask ourselves, at what cost are we willing to keep being consistent? At what cost are we willing to run more? We do need to take a moment to withdraw from this doingness and observe the pattern. And we need to understand the cost of our consistency, the cost of extreme doingness. So we do have to consider and entertain the possibility of natural rebounding, which means compensation, which are natural methods of balancing by the body, by our emotions, and by the spiritual. So this means that when energy is coming out of the body into things that we are doing, invested in the doingness, there always have to be time of replenishing the energy inwards. There needs to be breaks. There needs to be pauses and moments of taking a breather to take it easy, to flow and be gentle. And that's really the magic formula that we are looking for when we are looking for consistency long-term without side effects and negative consequences like burnout and stress and exhaustion. So my one and only secret as a practitioner, as a minimalist, I've been consistent in my discipline for the past 7 years, is to really love, to really cherish the moments of break, the moments of laziness and slacking, and to consider these breaks, these moments of pauses, as essential part of the practice. Not as a separate moment from the practice, but actually probably a more dominant force that allows the practice to be more fruitful, to be more rewarding and meaningful. So with all honesty, I do let myself loose at times. I give myself a well-earned break. I just snuggle in my bed. I skip my yoga sometimes. I don't meditate in the morning some days. I like to just take it easy sometimes. And I like to have that reward for myself. And I do this. I relax fully, without thinking or feeling ashamed that I am being a negligent person, that I'm somehow cheating or abandoning my duties and being lazy. There's no guilt attached to the rest that I invite consciously, because I think that a self-directed rest, which is a part of the practice, is deliberate and is vastly different from passiveness and apathy. So resting in consciousness with intention is completely different from being unable to do anything because I'm too tired, because I'm too exhausted. So the power to invite rest in the most appropriate time, in the most appropriate duration, lies within. It's an internal decision that I can make. And it is never induced by a forcible crash or forcible burnout. So when I rest with mindfulness, when I'm purposefully inconsistent and I'm purposely lazy, I'm deliberately making a smarter investment decision. And I trust that the rest that I'm taking right now, the moment of stillness that I'm enjoying right now, is going to actually pay off in double in the form of more energy and more eagerness, motivation, inspiration to pursue what I want to pursue next when I'm back on track, when I've had enough rest. So resting is my secret to consistency. And inconsistency is actually the secret to consistency. And what I always talk about in my channel, in my posts, in my podcast is flexibility. It's gentleness. And once we realize how powerful that is, that's going to be our best friend. That's going to keep us afloat while we are going through tough times within our practice, feeling a little doubtful, feeling some loss of faith, feeling confused, feeling lazy and tired. And just to share an example that I went through in my personal journey, I want to bring up this time recently when I was writing a part of my book. And I was writing some things to share with the community. I was forcing myself, I remember, to get this done, to complete this task in a given time. And there was a deadline that I was really afraid of. I was pressured to meet. So I planned for that week, the last week of the deadline, to work 5 hours a day, every single day, to get this done. And when I was forcing myself, I remember how my creativity, my ideas, and the inspiration and the flow, everything just kind of died out. It dried out. And I was completely stuck, kind of in a writer's block. And I was just so devastated that everything I was writing, everything I was sharing was really not meaningful. It was not coming from my heart. It was not coming from my soul. And it felt so much like a failure, not being able to consistently be a good writer, consistently be a good sharer of my journey. And I just told myself I had enough. I've had enough of this pressure that I'm putting onto myself. So I decided to just take it easy for a couple days. I decided to enjoy some yoga practice. I decided to enjoy making a nice meal for myself because during the deadline week, I was just stuffing myself mindlessly without eating mindfully or preparing my food. So I went back to mindfulness. I went back to my old routine before this whole deadline pressure started. And I just felt so at ease, so relaxed, and I was able to feel safe without the worries, without the pressure about the deadline, about getting things done and meeting people's expectation and doing it right, doing it perfectly, writing the perfect story. So when I let go, when I eased into the moment, then that's when my creativity returned, when I was able to feel motivated again, inspired again to write a story that I wished to convey to the community. So that sweet rest was just what I needed to get back up, to get to my work, to get to my passions, to my creative projects with much more clarity and much more mindfulness. So that was really the magic solution for me. The solution was to just be flexible, to just be gentle, to be compassionate to myself. And with that, everything just effortlessly solved. Everything effortlessly achieved. So when possible, I really like to take that same approach in my daily routines, in the established habits that I have and in within my discipline and practice. I remember not to force, that the power to be consistent is within the flow. And anyone who's experiencing similar things, just feeling burdened by the pressure, feeling like we need to be perfect all the time, that we need to be consistent all the time, that we need to push hard so much, I just want to remind us, including myself, that true beauty, the joy of life, unfolds in the unexpected times when we can sit still and relax. It feels so easy, feels so effortless to just be calm in this moment without striving. And really is, I stress it, and it really is the greatest service to ourselves to take it easy so that we can be prepared to receive, so we can see the wonders that are passing in the moment, so that we can experience what we wish to experience in life. So with this as our reminder, I like for us to prepare for some meditation, a short one that will be guided by me, and I will practice with all of you to focus on allowing that message of flexibility and gentleness to sink even deeper into our practice, into our hearts. So if ready, let us arrive in a safe and comfortable place, make any adjustments if we want to, and pause and move to a different room if we feel unsafe right now. Or we can also choose to come back to this recording when you are available to fully immerse yourself into this moment of break and pause. Arriving here, either sitting upright or lying down, inhaling and exhaling with me. And let us invite the thought of ourselves walking, strolling through our favorite path. This can perhaps be a trail in the woods, guarded and surrounded by trees, animals, and greens. It can also be the beach by the ocean, walking with the sands under our feet. We can choose any place of refuge, of ease and comfort, a place we enjoy taking our time to walk mindfully, to take peaceful steps. While we continue walking and enjoying the scenery around us, we can invite the breath, breathing mindfully while we walk, while we take steps that are light as a feather. And now we can perhaps take notice of something that's beautiful on the path within our surrounding. Perhaps we can notice a little flower, a little animal friend that's passing by, a plant that is miraculously beautiful, or an element in nature we take notice that attracts our attention and brings us joy. Let us take notice of the presence of this element and smile with joy and happiness to be aware, to notice that such beauty exists. It is precious to know, to see, to be patient enough to notice that it is there. And we can take that good feeling with us back to our home and be glad that we took a little walk to our favorite place, that we rested today. Returning to this moment, I wish to close today with an affirmation before our final deepest breath. And if you wish, you can recite it with me out loud or in silence within. I rest easy, knowing that I return with joy. And we can repeat this once more. I rest easy, knowing that I return with joy. We close by inviting the deepest breath of today, the deepest breath we have ever taken in our lives. We inhale. We exhale. Sighing it all out, releasing, letting go. Be flexible, be gentle with your body, with your mind, with your soul. Let's stretch it out and let the body loose. Crack your shoulders if you want. And make some circles with your neck. It's good to be back with you. Good to be here in this moment to feel a bit lighter. I don't know about you, but I feel lighter. To return with more clarity, with more eagerness and improved state of beingness, but just by just taking that 5-minute, 10-minute break, it just makes so much difference. So perhaps we can remind ourselves not to be afraid, not to be so fearful, not to attach shame or guilt to taking refuge anytime we wish. We can prioritize ourselves and be loving to our bodies, to our minds, because that too is a part of the practice, perhaps the most important part of our practice. So I remind all of us that laziness, that inconsistency, is actually an essential part of our success. I hope that this reaches you, my friends. I'd like to leave you with a book recommendation by my teacher, Tai, and it's called The Pieces Every Step by Thich Nhat Hanh. And I wish to actually share a specific quote that I like that's perfect for today's topic and perfect to close with his reminder, his wisdom. So I'm going to share it with you. We are very good at preparing to live, but not very good at living. We know how to sacrifice 10 years for a diploma, and we are willing to work very hard to get a job, a car, a house, and so on. But we have difficulty remembering that we are alive in the present moment, the only moment there is for us to be alive. Well, that's really beautiful, really yummy for the soul. Hope that was enjoyable for you. It was for me. And thanks again for joining me today. Thank you for your presence and your willingness to listen deeply and to practice in togetherness. Feel free to find me on my channel, Heal Your Living. You can also find me on Instagram and visit my site for books, coaching, and more resources. I'm always available. I'm here for you. I send you my lotus prayer, and I'll reach you again soon.